White, J.E. White, Emma. St. Helena, California. November 25, 1908. Elder J.E. White. 1713 Cass Street, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear children, Edson and Emma White. I am now writing on the last day of the 81st year of my life. Tomorrow, I enter my 82nd year. For the last 3 weeks, I have been able to travel and to speak on Sabbath at Sebastopol, Healdsburg, and Berkeley. Friday, November 6th, with our team of strong gray horses, W.C. White, Sarah, and I drove over to Sebastopol. We traveled over a steep mountain road. This road was very narrow, and I feared we should be unable to pass other teams if we should meet any. However, we made the ascent in safety and then went down the mountain on the other side. I determined that I would never again travel over such a road unless absolutely necessary. We passed through Santa Rosa and Sebastopol, and on 7 miles farther to the home of Brother and Sister Christensen. Here we were heartily welcomed and well entertained. The next day we drove back to Sebastopol and met with the brethren and sisters in their commodious meeting house. They were having Sabbath school when we entered the building, and as they studied their lesson together, I thought that they seemed like intelligent and well-appearing people. The Lord gave us words to speak to them. They need help and grace from God, and if they will submit themselves to Him, He will work through them. I spoke to them again Sunday afternoon. Willie held a meeting with them Sunday morning. They seemed pleased to have us visit them. Monday, we returned to St. Helena, but came by another route, and the road was not so dangerous as the one by which we went. The following Friday, we drove over to Healdsburg, and I was again strengthened to speak both on Sabbath and Sunday. Other meetings were held by Doris Robinson and W.C. White. This journey wearied me somewhat, but the people were much pleased, and I was glad that I went. Monday morning, just before we left Healdsburg, we engaged in prayer for Sister Bond and another sister who was nearly blind. Sister Bond and her husband have been engaged in missionary work in the Arizona Conference, but through overwork, she had lost her health and was suffering from nervous prostration. A number of us united in asking the Lord to heal these sisters. I told those present that I was not able to work miracles, but that it is our privilege to look in faith to a Savior who has healing efficiency. We may put our entire trust in one who can save to the uttermost all who come to Him. His power alone can restore the sick. His grace alone can heal. Then we all united in humbly and trustfully asking for a manifestation of the healing, restoring power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a blessed occasion. The Spirit of the Lord was present, and those for whom we prayed rejoiced in the Lord. We had evidence that the Lord heard our petitions. We are grateful for the privilege of calling upon a divine healer. While we do not claim ever to have worked a miracle, yet many times we have prayed for persons suffering with various afflictions, and the Lord has wrought in a most remarkable manner, rebuking the disease and restoring to health. When our Savior was on earth, multitudes followed Him, and His power was not limited. His healing grace rested on the afflicted. Children and youth were restored to health from a dying condition. The sick were brought to Him. Mothers, filled with perplexities and worries, brought their little ones and laid them in His arms. And He healed and blessed all. We must every one have an experience for ourselves if we are to stand the test of trial. The end is near, and we must watch and pray and trust the Lord at all times. He knows our every trial, and we need not fail nor be discouraged. Walk in the light of the Lord Jesus. Walk with Him trustingly, and His grace will be upon you. May the Lord open the way clearly before you, is my prayer. Since writing the foregoing, Willie has placed in my hands copies of letters he has recently sent you. I am pleased with what he has written, and I unite with him in inviting you to come to us just as soon as you can adjust your business satisfactorily. I hope and pray that you may be of good courage in the Lord. There are many little companies of believers near us who would be very glad to have you visit and speak to them, perhaps presenting some of the interesting views you have. There are 4 churches in this valley besides the sanitarium. In Sonoma County, there are churches at Healdsburg, Santa Rosa, and Sebastopol. And soon, there will be a place at Buena Vista. The Lord, in His providence, seems to be leading us to establish our school in that location. We shall be able frequently to go with our team to visit and help them. You would find a good company to speak to in the students and teachers. This property is about 2 miles from Sonoma City in the country. It has many advantages, and we feel thankful that the Lord brought this property within our reach. We are now waiting for the proper papers to be made out before coming into actual possession of the place, but we hope that this may soon be accomplished. I am hoping that I may be able to attend the general conference in the spring. W.C. White has suggested that I visit Boulder, College View, and Nashville on the way to Washington, but I fear that this may tax my strength, so that I would be weary when I need my strength at the time of the conference. It seems to me it would be better for me to go direct to the conference as easily as I can, and then, if I have strength, I can visit places along the way as I return. But I dare not move in any action according to my own judgment. We will watch unto prayer and seek to know the will of the Lord. I will trust myself in His hands, and I know that He will work for me. Again, I invite you to come to us as soon as you can. Be of good courage in the Lord. He knows how to strengthen us and to impart to us of His Holy Spirit. With love.